Hi, I'm Pam Sidhu here at Subres Radio. And I'm bringing you the first interview, our first interview of 2022. So, of course, Happy New Year to you all. Now, today I am joined by three amazing ladies. So, what a great way to kickstart the new year. I'm joined by Lara Popatidatta, Soha Ali Khan, and Anya Singh. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Happy New Year.
New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year to you all. Can we still actually get away with saying that? I mean, it is the second week of January. So, I think, you know what, let's milk it. Let's milk this Happy New Year all the way through January.
Sure, considering that it started on a really positive note for most people. What the hell?
Well, you have to make the most of it, don't you? Maybe if we keep saying Happy New Year, it will be a happy year. I think we're due for one, aren't we? So fingers crossed. But ladies, exciting times. You have come together and you are all three of you, a part of an amazing cast that is on this web series, Kaun Banega Shekharvati. So well, I have just been off screen. I've been having lessons from Soha of how to get my pronunciation right. But it is a Shekharvati. So how are you guys? Tell us, like, I want to take it to Lara first, because the three of you are playing siblings in this series. The three of you are playing sisters. There's another sister as well. But let's start with the eldest. Let's take it to the eldest on screen, which is Lara. So you're playing the oldest sister, the oldest daughter. Tell us about the web series.
Well, Kaun Banegi Shekharvati is, it's a fun, quirky dramedy. So a comedy and a drama both mixed in together. It's great family watching. It's a story about a pretty dysfunctional family, an eccentric king. Yes, an eccentric king who decides to reunite his four estranged daughters in order to proclaim the next heir to the throne of Shekharvati. And he has four daughters that haven't spoken to each other in 6 years that return to Shekharvati to, well, basically participate in the most bizarre, ridiculous games that this king can think of, to kind of then decide who the winner should be. And the winner will obviously be the heir to Shekharvati. So that's the story in a crux of it. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind. Like you said, a wonderful ensemble cast, a really easy watch, a fun show, I think, for the times that we live in. A lot of stuff on the OTT space is, the crime thrillers are pretty dark. So this is, I think, a little bit of a breath of fresh air. And it's vibrant, it's colorful, it's mounted slightly larger than life, set in a wonderful palace, which we shot in Mandara in Rajasthan. And yeah, just tremendous amounts of fun.
You mentioned there at the palace, it is a beautiful setting. I have actually seen the first episode and I was in hysterics. It is very, very funny. And like you're saying, it's something that we need in today's time. It's been a challenging time for everybody globally. And that's the beautiful thing about it being out on an OTT platform, is the fact that no matter where we are, we can watch it safely, regardless of what might be happening in the country that the person's living in at the time. Here in the UK, we've got really high cases right now. But we're still able to watch this in the safety of our own homes and have a good laugh, because as they say, laughter is the best medicine. Yes. So Lara, you've done a lot of comedy before. Tell us about your character in this.
So Princess Devyani is the eldest of the four sisters, and she's had to grow up a little bit earlier before she actually wanted to, because their mother passes away when she's just 12 years old. So she literally steps into the shoes of the mother, and ends up raising her three other sisters because the father finds himself incapable of the task. So she's had to grow up overnight and take charge. And that's who she is. She's used to being somebody who just pretty much assumes charge of everything around her. She's a little bit of a perfectionist. She's very hard on herself. She's very determined that for all outward appearances that she looks like she's having or living the perfect life. And all of that kind of slowly crumbles around her. Also, when she reunites with her sisters, she realizes that they've become women in their own rights, with their own lives, and, have kind of moved on and don't really require her in the role of, being the one in charge. And that doesn't really go down well with Devyani. She's not used to not being in control. So that's Devyani's character in a nutshell. But of course, as the eldest, she always kind of feels that when things go to rot or when things start falling apart, that she's pretty much going to be the one who has to pick up all the pieces once again. But she's pleasantly surprised when she realizes that maybe it's some of her pieces that need picking up as well. And she's got the support of her sisters to do that.
Perfect, perfect. Well, moving on to the second sister in line, which is yourself, Soha. You're playing the role of Gayatri in this. Tell us about your character.
My character looks very serene and very put together on the outside. It looks like she has all the answers. She's in fact renounced all material wealth and possessions and competitiveness to go off and live in an ashram, and really is devoting herself to dance and spiritualism and wants to become a guru, but is struggling somewhere. And I connected with that also because I feel Gayatri, like often you meet people who have all the answers. They can be a little difficult to digest because they come along with this sense of superiority and like, I have all the answers and I know how to go about it, in the smile that you sort of want to knock off their faces sometimes. And I thought that that was a really interesting character to play because we often play characters that are sweet and sacrificial. But, you know, this one has an edge where she takes it beyond what is necessary because, of course, when you scratch away just beneath the surface, you see all the conflict. You see that she's looking for love. You see that she's looking for connection and she's looking for validation, often in the wrong places. So it's a very interesting character. And I think one that a lot of people, perhaps even from this generation, who sometimes try and connect but find themselves disconnected from those around them, will be able to relate to.
Yes, yes. Well, it's really important that we're seeing these kind of characters on our screens because real people, right? This is reality and this is real people. But in terms of reality, how much were you able to actually relate? Because you're from a royal background, you know, and then of course, then you ended up playing this role. How was that for you?
I do think a large part of why I was cast was the wealth of experience that I could bring to this project and a touch of class. But really, this backdrop was something that I enjoyed being in. We all, I think, straddle different lives. You know, some of us have farmhouses, some of us have country homes, some of us have little crumbling palaces. And then we also have our urban lives and our professions as well. And that's not just me, that's a lot of the cast as well. But it's for me, it was nice to be in that setting, you know, to be in that beautiful palace and to be a character that is dealing with a family that is a father, certainly, who's stuck in the past and trying to get him to keep pace with a changing world, which I feel a lot of people who have legacies and who have roots and who have certainly a royalty behind them, certainly, especially in India and all over the world, you know, have to adapt and evolve because that is, of course, the first rule of survival is that if you don't adapt, then you are dead.
Yes, regardless of background.
Exactly. So,
but no, that's perfect. And also, you've taken quite a break from acting, so it was really good to see you back on our screens. How long has it been?
It was, you know, there were offers that came my way and I was so obsessed with my daughter and so enjoying domestic bliss of, you know, being around her and shaping this individual that nothing was compelling enough to leave that. And it was getting into an unhealthy space. And I really was looking for the right vehicle. And Kaun Banegi Ki Shikharvati was that because it is so engaging, so colorful, so enjoyable. You know, often you see shows, you're like, you know, it's a great show, but you can also see that the cast must have enjoyed themselves. And the whole process of being a part of that still stays with all of us today. So I really feel fortunate that this came my way and it enabled me. It gave me the motivation to start working again, you know, because it had been a long break.
Yeah. And as a mother, I can relate to that. But Anya, let me just bring you in. So you play the role of the youngest sister. There is another sibling in between because the story revolves around four sisters, but you're the youngest. Now, first of all, tell me, how did this come to you?
So I was once talking to a casting director, the casting director of this show, Kavish Sinha, and he said, you know, there's this very interesting story and I feel like maybe you can play one of the sisters. So he took me to meet our director, Gaurav, who I'd never met. And I think the only thing that Gaurav took away from that meeting was the fact that we both went to Mayo, the same school, and nothing else about me. But really enjoyed Uma as a character when he told me about the world and the space, and he told me about the various sisters. I said, you know, can I play Uma? And he said, no, because we already have an Uma. And I was heartened when I heard that, because even though Uma is extremely different from Anya in terms of personality, I somehow just connected with her when he was talking about her. I don't know why. Maybe because she is the underdog, and you know, you always kind of root for the underdog and you want them to win. I think that's why I took to her. And months later, I was in Delhi and I got a call saying, do you remember that character, Uma? And I said, yes. And they said, okay, so why don't you come do a reading with the producers, because the person who was supposed to play her isn't playing her any longer. And I truly that I got after people's lives in such a way that I manifested this for myself. And that's how I got Uma. So, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And so tell us, you mentioned a little bit there, you know, she's a bit of an underdog, but what is your character like?
Uma's the youngest, so she doesn't clearly remember her mother because she was only 6 when she passed away. So her sisters took over, you know, so it was Devyani, Gayatri and Kamini who brought her up. And Uma suffers from severe allergies and asthma, so she's always at a physical disadvantage. And the joke between the sisters is that she's adopted and she's Mishaji's daughter because she's so different from the rest of them. You know, the rest of them are very strong, and you know, I guess because they could, they did train as princesses, whether it was horse riding, chess, or whatever it was. But poor Uma couldn't because she suffered from allergies and hence became a gamer, which I found very interesting that, you know, she made something out of the world she was in, sitting in a room, and now she develops games. But her hurt and anger is primarily the fact that she feels that her sisters forgot her. And, you know, because she's the youngest, she definitely would be the most childish one. And so every time she speaks to them, her problem is not that they're not together any longer, but she feels like they forgot her, and that there's a lot of hurt in her because of that. Ma is very strong, and one step at a time is her motto. So yeah, she's doing it.
Perfect. Well, as I mentioned, I've seen the first episode. Of course, we've seen the trailer as well. It looks like a really, really funny watch. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of the episodes as well. Of course, we've got Nasruddin Shah in there playing the king, the role of the king. And as you mentioned there, Mishraji, who's Raghubir Yadav, who's there as well. Brilliant, brilliant actors. You've got a fantastic cast, great chemistry. One last question before I go, if you could just answer this one for me quickly. Sibling rivalry, it's a thing, it happens, it exists. I'm guessing that that is also very much in there as well, especially as you guys are competing. How is the sibling rivalry side of it for yourselves? Lara?
Well, in real life, I'm the youngest of 3 sisters. So I've pretty much been bullied all my life. And my sisters are quite a bit older than me. They're 10 and 6 years older than me. So I was pretty much inconsequential to their lives. I've had the opportunity of turning the tables on this show. Thoroughly enjoyed all the bits and all the lines I had and all the scenes where I could bully my sisters. But yeah, I think, you know, it's great fun. I think it's also very refreshing when you have the ability to have scenes written where you actually be mean to your siblings, because you do that a hell of a lot in real life. You know exactly which buttons to push to, you know, to get a response out of your siblings. You know exactly what's going to get them. So it was fun to do that on this show. But it was equally fun. I don't think it was that much fun actually for Gaurav, our director, because we would be having so much of fun behind the scenes that every time we had to get into character, he was just like, okay, get serious. You all hate each other. Come together. I mean, I had an absolute blast. So, and I think that's going to be pretty evident when people watch the show.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much, ladies, and thank you so much for coming together and giving us this show as well. It is available now on Z5, so that's where you can catch it now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.